Simcoe County will be getting a $3.7 million boost from the Ontario Trillium Foundation, as part of the province's $46 million commitment to 186 municipalities to support Indigenous communities and nonprofit tourism, culture, sport and recreation organizations experiencing significant pressures due to COVID-19. The funds from the capital stream will be dispersed among 9 organizations across the county, in particular to sport and recreation facilities and local legions for upgrades and improvements. COVID-19 has been a challenge for so many not-for-profit tourism, culture, sport, and recreation organizations, and I am proud that the government is supporting their recovery through the Community Building Fund, said Jill Dunlop, MPP for Simcoe North. The news was shared earlier this afternoon via a virtual funding announcement with area mayors and MPPs along with Minister of Heritage, Sport, Tourism and Culture Industries, Lisa McLeod. In total, the province's Community Building Fund is investing $105 million to support community arts and culture, heritage, tourism, sport and recreation organizations that are experiencing significant financial pressures due to COVID-19. The fund is administered by the Ontario Trillium Foundation, OTF, through operating and capital streams. The capital stream is providing organizations across the province with support for construction, renovations and upgrades to local projects. "This is excellent news for our region," said Dunlop. "We are incredibly proud to join you all virtually in recognizing such an important investment for the County of Simcoe." Locally, the Royal Canada Legion Branch 488 Breacan Mara will be receiving $108,000, the Township of Tay, $316,500, the Township of Severn, $110,000, the Town of Penetanguishene, $500,000, and the Town of Midland, $287,100. Mayor Mike Burkett from Severn Township said the $110,000 grant for the town will be used to improve accessibility by installing 2 sets of sliding doors with touchless entry at the Washago Community Center. "The center is the place to be in either Washago or West Shore, and council staff is committed to enhancing the overall conditions for our community," he said. "This funding stream is meant to sustain in the short term and is also an investment into the long term. It's to help ensure community services we rely on and enjoy are available for years to come," said Doug Downey, MPP for Barrie Springwater Oro. "It's wonderful to see this funding flowing into our region, benefiting local families and the municipality as a whole. Governments working together to achieve the best outcomes for residents is the way back onto the road to economic recovery and a brighter future," said Downey. For a full list of Community Building Fund, capital stream recipients, click here.